God, we are not saying Swiss, but listening holiday. We're doing having a new year of discussions that comes both through the Torah. And before that, we're learning that Emes. As well as the Emes in the world is the Torah, we spoke of Emes. It's the only thing that has to be here, everything else is optional. And the true way to interact and connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the relationship is through the Torah. The whole history of planet Earth from creation to Bias Goyim is the challenge of revealing the truth. Revealing the truth. The Mashiach is going to come, then everyone's going to see clearly what the truth is, and that's the end of the game. So how are we zayicha to this is godless, this revelation of the truth? You see that Dafka, the world around us, is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It's interesting, I mentioned about a Turim that says that Sholem the Gematria ate us. It was a little strange. So I saw someone showing the shame of Avni Hazer that says, why is Esav always the Sholem? Because he doesn't put up a fight against the Yetzer Hara. So he's always at peace with the Yetzer Hara. That's the worst type of Sholem you could have. Totally under the control of the Yetzer Hara. And we, our emes is, we're not the Sholem, not yet at the Madriga, not being fully the Sholem. We're at Milchoma, Achazoka Bagrino, the biggest war we are up in is against the forces of Sheker in the world. That's the Yetzer Hara. We won't call it good and evil, we call it truth and falsification of what life is all about. Hashem made it easy for us to see sometimes. Many people are living in a virtual world. They themselves embodied that virtual world is not the real thing. For them, that is reality. For us, it definitely is not reality. But we have a lot of other things in the non-virtual world also that is virtual. But it's not the reality of ourselves. The drive that we have, that we're supposed to, our goal is to be like Esav the other way around, to be the Sholem with ourselves. Like it says, the two ladies, Yitzhara, Yitzhatov, both eventually were guided to serve Hashem, to knock out the Yitzhara. And they used it to raise Hashem. Kotan and Chazal paid attention and tried to help us understand how do we get to the Kula Chayim. So we have Ran and Rosh Hashanah discusses a very famous piece of Shmoneh Esrei, and we say in Rosh Hashanah, Tali Beil Lovach Avenis. And we say, not only on Rosh Hashanah, we say Yeri Shabbos, we just said on Yom Tov. That's the last thing we ask for. But in Rosh Hashanah, we ask something also. Ki Adol Kim Emes. You are true, as Vorcha Emes V'Kaimla. And the words of the Torah of Hashem are also eternally. Vorcha Emes V'Kaimla. Perusha V'Matam V'Div Yagdol V'Kach. Lo'i L'Mai Hashem Vorcha Nisab HaShemayim. Your words are up in heaven, Hashem. When Mitzvah, just like you created Iman, the other Marishim, and the Maisa with your Rachim, you did not destroy it, you kept them going. So he's saying that Rosh Emes, the Kain Lo'ad, is to recognize that Hashem, He has his Midas to Emes, and He also has the desire to keep the world going, and when Mitzvah, that should continue, it should keep us going no matter what we're doing and how we're behaving. Lo'ikach, Gozata, Odom, you see, you have this Midas Rachman. Originally said that other Midas will die if he's going to die. On the hand, Shema Pirashti, Yoim Shiyeshnoch. You will get clarity. What is this Yoim? He said, you're going to die that day. How long is that day? Shem said that day is 1,000 years. I'm giving other Marishim 930 of them, and so one of his descendants, I'm giving another 70, which is double the Melech. So the Dovah Mel said, HaKosh Bochum, and Moli, Dante Dovah Marishim, Shah Shochum, and Ha'ilam, Lechor Afil Shachas. If you want the true Midas Adin, second that other Marishim rebelled, even if it's a Das, you should die on the spot. Lamaita, you establish the Yoy Makos. You have one day. Rachman. Ka, Kante, Yimi, the Rachman. The Dazon is born of the Rachman. So this is this Chazal is telling us that other Marishim did a cardinal sin. Went into Rosh Hashem, deserved immediate death. Hashem gave him the opportunity to have other generations come out of him, and then they have one day of 1,000 years. Okay, so this epistle says, Vokha Emes V'Kayim La'ad. Could be Vokha Emes, the way I've been learning from this. Vokha Emes is, we would think that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you can eat from it, you're going to die, and then he kept him going, there was something, lack of Emes in his words. If you said you're going to die, then he kept on going. The answer is there's no contradiction. Because he never said he's going to immediately die. He said he's going to have one day. So it's all emes. And through the emes that you gave him the opportunity of living those 930 years, it's a kind of odd. It came to all the service. Mashiach brings another chazal. Vuvi echad mishi venu, v'nafshi itso v'yoaz. It's also part of the slichus. Amlei rapopis, Rabbi Kiva. Mao hu be'echad mishi venu. Hashem is with one. Nobody can go back on it. Amlei v'shem shenoysen loysen ba'loko l'matan, k'achoysen loysen ba'loko l'malan, hako v'mishi v'shinema, hako v'yogin loko, esad roshim b'sav venus. When people are learning halacha, down here Hashem is also, k'aliyoch involved in them, with them up there. And he says, "Hey, if you're the mishpat plainly, they may be careful, careful. Because Shlomo the Malki Mimon, there's a judgment down here, and Hashem is always interested to hear what is the judgment of the Bezdin here, and he agrees with the Bezdin. We meet at Lomit. Where are we learning from? Rei Matzev Bayeim Yichiyo, who lochem Shimon Bar Hashem. Lisa Hashem Yishev, like he said. He said, Shlomo said, Shlomo Hashem sitting on his chair. Both of them, I know him alone. We meet him as Moilah." Or the heavenly body, what's his left and his right, he must move the mountain, what's his left up there, no politics up there. Elo, Elo, my meaning, Martin Klapichus. You mean the one who are trying to stand for this good, for the benefit of the one who's being judged. Elo, my meaning, Martin Klapichus. The left ones are the ones who are prosecutors. So we have a whole discussion now. This person deserves to survive. Halim Hashem, me fatet adult. Who's going to convince Achav to go to war, which he was destined to die from? If he wouldn't have gone to the war, he wouldn't have died. But we're looking for someone to entice him to go to war, and that will kill him. Each one says a different way of enticing him. Definitely, bodies are discussing what should be done with Achav. And Mike, Kodesh Boch, have the others with him. Now, who can have the then, no? Once the decision is made, then he separates himself from all the heavenly forces, and he by himself signs Psak Shanema, Uvev Mishavenu, Uyodadat, Kofi Yosef, and Mishav Yosef. After him, he knows exactly what needs to be done. What's going on here? Kasha Bezin, Shilmaladon, Zodmakoshvon, Ezinazin, and Bezin, Kevin, yes. When the discussion in the different heavenly forces, whether this person deserves to survive or not, Hashem's with them. And he asks them, they answer him, and the star comes out. Mishpat. Hasima Zadin, the signature, the final stamp on the din, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu without any other involved. To break the final decision, and no more back and forth, making it final, Hashem does final. We never keep the salt and the finish, mining, what is this place Hashem goes to? So he has another chazal. Famous mission of Pirkei Avos. Don't judge by yourself. Don't want to judge by yourself. Says, the same book we learned before. He's by himself. Malvu Echa. Doesn't mean he's by himself. Oh, it's done because you both don't replace the last one. Oh, it was on the previous majesty. That the final signature on the sack is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The proof of Malka comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bottom line after everything is, Mitas Emes comes in, and that makes the decision. Lom Emes, Emes Yesh B'Shol HaShoyis. It has three letters. Alpha, the first one of the alphabet, Emes, the middle one, the top is the end one, to tell you, Ani B'Yishoyim, Ani Akron B'Avadayim. The first, the last, and something other than me. So, Mike, the chesimus of the din of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Midas Emes. After all the discussions of what the Psak should be, Hashem makes it compatible with the Midas Emes. What is the Midas Emes? Ani Elisha Mayachim. What is any reason after him? Midas Kiyo Ma'olo. After the whole discussion, does he deserve it, does he not deserve it? Hashem must have said, it's one of the factors here. I created the world to exist. There will never be a sack that will stop it. So no matter how bad things look, that won't happen. But God, Mavayim, whoever you should be, uses the Midas Emes, that I am creating a world to survive from the beginning to the end, and that's Kiyum HaOlam. And then the Bezdin is not involved. The Bezdin just looks for the Sfuyus of Ogus, of the one who's being judged. You can't take into account what the world will continue now. That's what it says, Vatzikna, Anihu, Vatzeva, Anihu, Anihu, Sisa, and the Eso and the Espo Bamal. That is the thing Hashem says, I'm here throughout history. I may think that, and I will be able to bestow the availability of people and bring salvation. That's what's necessary to keep the world. So the Midas Emes of Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Zayin, the Kim Olam. And that's how he plays in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The after the Kim Emes is Baruch Hu Emes V'Kayim L'Ad. Because you have this Midas Emes, and your Emes want is to be Kim Olam, therefore you will always make sure the Olam is the sky. The Rosh Hashanah, when the whole world is being judged, we focus on that point. There's always another factor, even if we're not deserving of life. There isn't a Kudus Emes V'Kayim L'Ad Kim Olam. So now what's going on? The person that's a Mizraeva there is, and even so he gets life. Why? It can be because of Rosh Hashem Kim Olam. Hashem wants us to be part of the continuation of this person, to be part of that facet of the world. So how does that work out? So once again, we're talking about a person who's deserving of death penalty. And even so, not Shiv Zavayota, the Yod, the Rosh Hashem Kim is, this person should survive because of Kim Olam. What is behind that? So he says, Hashem, Hashem, Agiri Gimel Midas, Hashem, Hashem, Kevrat Mokham. He says, Aniyu, Mar Nosh Hashan, Kodim Shiyato, Aniyu, Le'ach Shiyato, Odom, Ziyazachu. My Midas are Rav, and created the world, even though I know that people could do Avayas. And even after do the Avayas, it is a Rav, and gives them the opportunity to choose him. And Rachem, Kodim Shiyato, and Rachem, Al Shiyato, Im Yoshu. So now we're saying a new thing. And it cannot be his Kima Oilom, and the person deserves to be killed, can't survive the Midas with his Midas. But he has to be shocked at the Shavuot. So Hashem, Hashem, you take up okay, twice, and the first, and the, before the community, figure me as a rabbit. The name of the Shavuot that creates everything. So the first Shem of Ayah, he created entire creation. That's Kodesh Shavuot. After the person does an Aveiro, he makes a new Bria Chadosha. What's a Bria? A person can survive afterwards. And how is that? He has opportunity for Tshuva. So the concept of Tshuva is first. The concept of Tshuva is a special Bria that Hashem made in order for the world to survive. So this is something for us to think about. We have gone through a Yom Adin, Shvuis. Who knows if it was Zayfah. A Madrig was a Madrig, I think that's the best possible thing. But if we're still alive, it means that Hashem wants us to survive. But Hashem wants us to take advantage of the special experience we went through, special Chag of Matan Torah Tzeinu, that refreshed recognition and appreciation of our greatness, of our most HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matan Torah that we have. And each one on his level now uses to bring himself into the world of Tshuva, change himself. We go through the Yontif. It was wonderful, inspiring, geschmack, and go back to civilian life. Here's the point. It was Wednesday, it was Wednesday, all those are true, geschmack, inspiring, wonderful, uplifting. But now is the time. Make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. How could I be a drop? Drop goes with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how you know true. Everyone in his madrega. Something, some slight change in the right direction of this appreciation of our tefillah, appreciation of our Torah, appreciation of everything we have. Take advantage of this special time now. The refreshed places that Hashem gave us, to use it as a time to appreciate what we have, take advantage, and save it to a high level of curiosity.